Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and today we are talking about braving the storm, which I mean not only Mercury retrograde, which is starting on the 4th of October, but I think it's already here. A lot of times it comes like a week early and starts its manifestation, and I'm definitely noticing it, feeling it. It's right up in here. So, did I mention my name, Nicole Tomasini? That's who I am. And I may have to say that for myself today because it's a little confusing. So, but of course, the topic that comes up is the topic that I'm also dealing with because I'm human, even though I'm the spirit therapist. We all have to work with our train and weather the weather that comes. So welcome. Thank you for joining me today. And before I forget, sometimes it takes me 45 minutes to remember to mention our new website. Please check out spirittherapynyc.com. We have 4 different healers there and 4 different types of healing. And it's very exciting, and it's great work. So please check us out. And also, we're on Facebook, Spirit Therapy NYC. And if you want a spirit therapy session with me, you can contact me at either one of those places. We also have an intuitive reader, an intuitive drawing artist, who makes a mandala, a picture for you to meditate on. And then we have Daughters of Isis, who is also the sponsor of this show, daughtersofisis.com, who also has a page on spirittherapynyc.com. So at least I remembered to get out the stuff. There you go. So welcome, everyone. Hi, Gia. Hello, guests. And I don't know if you guys are feeling it, but I am definitely feeling it. I have been fighting with myself all day long. Sometimes if you've been listening to the show, it happens every so often. I'm like, oh, what are we going to talk about? What's happening? And I have to wait for the inspiration and for the messages to come. And sometimes they come late, and sometimes they come in a very general manner, and they just want you to show up and go with it. So I realize that part of what's happening here is we're all being asked to trust ourselves. Whatever we've learned, whatever we've come up with, whatever we have accomplished, any challenges that we've gotten over, especially in this year, I know a lot of us have finally gotten to at least some sort of progress with things that we've been waiting for a long time. It may just be the beginning, but at least it's something. So to acknowledge and to enjoy what we've done and give ourselves some credit is a good place to start. And I also felt in September a lot of momentum. A lot of things came quickly and came through. And then all of a sudden this weekend, I thought maybe it was just symptoms of a lazy weekend. And now it's full on Mercury retrograde. What in God's name is going on? Just a side note, I may be a little premenstrual. I don't know. You know, I like to attribute things to things that, you know, you got to look around, see what could possibly be causing this brain fart situation. But I think it's very much this Mercury retrograde. Gwen and I, she's the blender of Daughters of Isis. We do a show on Saturdays, The Consciousness Shift, and we had Sharita Starr on, and she did a workshop on Mercury retrograde. So everything I've learned from Merc Retro this time around is it's pretty intense, but it doesn't have any difficult configurations. It's actually a pretty good one. It doesn't mean it's not going to be intense. I think it's intense on certain things and not intense on others. For instance, sorry, people are talking to me. Is that two of us in here? Oh yeah, look at that. Sometimes when you log in, everything is in there. Yeah, I'm just going with it. When I posted the show on Facebook, they wouldn't let me post my picture. I was like, well, I'm going to throw it out there the best I can. And whatever, people show up, whatever, they get it. What are you going to do? So what was I saying? The Mercury retrograde, that it's some things. One thing that was a good thing was anything that has either been sitting by the wayside, you forgot about, you just never had time to get to until now. Now is a good time to finish those projects up and or even bring them into the forefront, because you're redoing, re-looking at this, that, and the other thing. But I think we're also running into, it could be as simple as energetic stuff, that we're just literally learning how to trust ourselves, literally retuning ourselves to ourselves. Everything that we've learned up until this point is getting put through the wash cycle. And so things are moving around and they're not where you left them. And you look in that place and you go, oh, where did it go? What's going on? So I think we have to learn to roll with it. So the one message that came today was braving the storm. I wanted to change it to weathering the storm, but Spirit wasn't having it. They were like, no, braving. What's wrong with brave? All right, so brave. Here we are, being brave. Filtering through the heart is a comment in the chat room. Yes, filtering through the heart. Very good. Very good. Sometimes I miss the obvious. And since we are all here, moving into our heart chakra, into the solar plexus, all of this in the middle, our heart center, is exactly where we should be channeling things and moving them through. I mean, I'm an Aries and my Mercury is an Aries, and so I get a little frustrated a little quickly sometimes. I'm a little surprised at how fast I can go to, oh my God, fuck this, to tears. But when we can just go through it and not worry about being there and not worry about crying. And when, as soon as I felt like, I didn't really get a good cry going, but as soon as I felt that feeling, all I could hear was, there's nothing like a good cry. And I was like, yeah, man, there is nothing like a good cry. Just to hug a pillow and, be in this, in a comfortable place and just let it loose. And I think that's helpful for us to just move through it, because within really a couple minutes, I mean, my little 6-month-old kitten, after like a minute, came hopping over and just looked at me. I mean, I've had him for a few months and he hasn't really seen me cry. And my other cat used to make this funny noise when I would cry. Like, he definitely felt it when I was, in some sort of energetic state. And this guy was just, just making cute little faces and rolling over on his belly. And I was just like, see, man, I mean, look at this guy. He's a master. He's like, what's the problem? I was like, yeah, there's no problem. There's no problem. And that's the first point that I'll make is, there's really never any problem. We think there are problems. We think it's stuff. But, at the end of the day, it's all okay. It's all exactly what it needs to be, even if we have to go through something that can be a little difficult. I mean, I think that's what it's about, is even if you feel like you're going to get a cold, if you freak out and you worry that you're going to get a cold and you're like, oh my God, here we go, I don't have time for this, I don't want to feel crappy. I find that when I feel like I'm going to get a cold, if I can just relax into it and go, all right, so something's happening. I heard the buzzer. Now let's first of all white light ourselves and calm down. And, you know, maybe it's just telling us that we need some healing. We need to take some vitamin C. We need to, you know, stock up on all the things, the nutrients that we know our body needs when it's a little slow. Just do that and we'll see. And you know what? Even if I get sick, then I guess it means that I have some clearing to do. And it's my body telling me to sit down and shut up for a minute. And so that's got to be okay too, because it's always okay. If it's happening, it's always okay. So Gia says, I say, I am crying for someone somewhere. Interesting, when the tears come up. Wow. Yeah, I think that's definitely one of the things that's happening now too, that today I forgot to even consider, is, you know, world weariness. My mother would always call it world weariness, when you're just feeling the weight of the world, or even just the energy or the feeling of big chunks of the world. And then we wonder why we're feeling bizarre and down or just wonky. It can also be that. So, and as soon as I think of that, my compassion button comes on, which is a good thing also for healing yourself. And the song I'm going to play for my break at the half hour mark is called Love is the Answer. And that's definitely a self-healer there, when we can have compassion for ourselves. We feel sad because, you know what? There's a lot of sadness in the world right now, and there's a lot of pain, and there's a lot of war. And so I'm just going to cry it out, and I'm just going to ease through it. I'm going to transmute the energy. I'm going to, you know, relax and recline. All the rewords are good to do during Mercury retrograde. Relax, recline, rethink, rejuvenate. And just be. And so I think that's how we heal the world. If we can learn to work with our own energies this way, especially when it's stormy, then we're raising the vibe for the tribe, as our good friend Flash Silvermoon used to say all the time. Raise the vibe for the tribe. I mean, at least your tribe, but it has to. Energy always goes out, comes back, always goes out, comes back. So you're doing a good job for the world, and you're making yourself feel better at the same time. So hallelujah for that. All right, we got some hello soul connection. I'm going to read what you are saying. Soul connection says, I relate to what Gia is feeling. Our hearts beat the creator's symphony of harmony, beauty, and transformation. Nice. Again, see, we're tuning in with the heart chakra, tuning in with the hearts. And yes, the beat of the heart, the symphony and the harmony of the universe. So sovereign entities of the central universe, we resonate quantum fields of unity and wholeness. Well said. We express visions of humankind's future in worlds that float in time and space. Hmm. Visions of humankind's future. Yes. I've been thinking that a lot lately, of just little ways that I would love to see the world go. And there's been many events leading up to it, but one great recent example is going to the People's Climate March. And just seeing all these people who just, not only from their signs and the fact that they showed up, but their energy level. I mean, you can feel it, what kind of, especially when you're in a crowd of the masses, you can feel if, you know, they're terrorized or fear or anger or love and healing. And that's definitely what I was surrounded by. Even though when we were walking down the street, we're walking down, everybody came down Central Park West. And so, you know, there's all these rich buildings that are right there, and silence, just silence from, it's like they were vacant. We saw one person stick his head out for 3 seconds, two old ladies, one lady could barely come out ran back in, and then a woman taking pictures and waving, and people saying we'll be down at 3 o'clock. But like for the first hour, it was just silence. So, which you know is good. It's okay. You know, here we are. We're here and we're proud. So, anyway, express visions of humankind's future. I really like that. You know, how would we like it to be? And I think this idea of just self-sovereignty, when we can all wake up to ourselves and we've all raised our vibe and we're communicating with the people around us. I mean, if that happens and happens and happens and happens, we don't really need these world governments anymore. I mean, you know, forget fixing the system. Forget it. Just let it die like we do, you know, a carrot that's past its prime. And we build our own thing. But I think it's based on a new level of people, a new level of people and understanding. I mean, I'm sure these people who are tuning into this show are not thinking about hurting anyone or, starting an oil company, any of these things that do harm to others. It's just not in our nature. So it's not even like we have to be these goody-goody two-shoes. We just are. We're just loving people. So it doesn't mean we don't have our days. And it doesn't mean that we, you know, don't speak our mind, either to ourselves or others. So anyway, and then the last thing that Soul Connection says, in this universe of eternity, essence and love, I, transforming heart, am another you. Very nice. Very, very nice. I mean, that gives me chills. That idea of I'm another you. And this show that I've mentioned before, Enlightened, with Laura Dern, she says to look at everyone like they're her mother. They're a mother. They're a mother, they're a child, they're a son, they're a father. And it puts us right on the love vibration. So rule number one in braving the storm is remember the love. And it's funny, I couldn't have put it that succinctly a couple hours ago. I mean, you know, I was in the storm. But now, talking with it and seeing all you lovely people showing up and your words and also tuning in with spirit. I mean, I've learned at this point that we just talk. You open your mouth, things come out. It's a training of channeling yourself, really, in this manner. So, oh, you're very welcome. Soul Connection said, thank you for reading my mystic poem. I like that mystic poem. So, let's see. Where do we go from here? This is a good point. A good point. Sometimes you're getting prepared for something bigger. And I notice that sometimes when there's a lot of discombobulation going on in my head, it's just because I don't get it yet. And I don't know if it's a download or it's me configuring things in my head or whatever, but my brain, my conscious brain, can't make sense of it yet. And I'm such a sense maker of things that I just try and try and try and try and try. And it would be a good thing for me to remember sooner rather than later that sometimes we're just getting prepared for something bigger. Okay, so you don't get it yet. You don't get it. You bought your whole gigantic calculus book and you don't get it. You don't get it at all. But does that mean that it's a problem? And you're on chapter one. You don't get chapter seven. Does that mean it's a problem? Maybe you look ahead so that when you get there, you go, oh, I remember this thing. I didn't get it at all. Now that we're on chapter seven, I totally get it. Isn't that cool? I mean, that's a fun game to play. So what do you do in the interim? I mean, besides love is the answer, acknowledging that this is where we are, that we are in some sort of state of confusion. And if you're a fast thinker and processor, sometimes you miss the obvious. And it's, you know, something's going on here. Like, you know, you just keep fixing, keep trying to fix it, keep trying to fix it. And then it's like an anxiety level comes and you're like, oh, what's wrong with me? Why can't I get it together? And then maybe you keep trying and, you know, however long you want to keep doing that until you realize, oh, okay, there's something that I just don't get it right now. I don't know what's going on. And having it be okay. I mean, you know, you can look for reasons or explanations or things that can be helpful, like astrology. I find very helpful these days just to see the cosmic forecast, just like we look at the weather. And then if there's a Mercury retrograde or you're having some sort of physical female or, you know, males have their cycles too, let's be honest. They say it's 3-month cycles. So, you know, something's going on and that you don't have to know what's going on. I think that's also can be a difficult thing for us because we like to know what's going on. We feel like we need to be in control. And this is a symptom, this is a world symptom. I think this is something that we've inherited from our DNA and from the world consciousness at the moment is this idea of having to control things. Why do we have to control things? Well, I think one, because we've been told that, you know, we're just bodies running around and if you want anything to get done, you need to run around and do it. And of course, that's a disconnection from source. But also this taking control from us and the world and trying to control things. Okay, like it's just in our consciousness. And so, you know, we realize that it's both intention and action. I mean, you have to take action as well. You can't just be all sitting in your room putting out intentions unless you're really good at it and you can just manifest things out of thin air. I mean, stranger things are possible. But this idea of relinquishing some of this control and control of ourselves and control of how things go. And one thing I really like that Esther Hicks, that channels Abraham, Abraham told a story about her, that she doesn't move until she's guided to, until she feels that excitement that it's ready to go. She feels the energy pulse that says, okay, I'm ready to walk out the door. And sometimes she's half an hour early and sometimes it takes a little bit longer. But to wait for that momentum, that feeling to go. And I think that takes some practice. But I've been practicing that for a while and just following my own vibe and then seeing what happens. How strong was my vibe? What happened? You know, how did I listen? What did I listen? What did I hear my head say and not listen to? And that ended up being a thing that, you know, could have been helpful. So, but again, you know, you can't catch everything. And it reminds me of this story. I watched this movie on Netflix called Senna. And he was, if you don't know, a Brazilian race car driver. And he actually died on the race track. And but his journey is fascinating. And so I realized that these guys train themselves to overcome fear constantly whenever they show up to do what they love. I mean, they have to love it. And clearly they all love it for whatever reason. They have to get past the fear of crashing and or dying. And you could see when he gets into the car that would eventually take his life for the first time, he's very nervous and very skittish and his energy is just, you know, bouncing off the walls like chaos theory. And, you know, at the time you don't know what's going to happen, but you know something's up. Like he doesn't trust the machine. Something's up. And clearly I think he felt like, ooh, this is some sort of territory that, you know, may take my life. And so what do you do with that? But of course he pushed past it and he pushed past the fear. That's what he's, you know, trained himself to do. And again, at the end of the day, you can say that all of this was exactly how it had to go. And his soul knew, you know, like this is the way it had to go. But But I think my point is the interesting dance between what we in our brain, you know, conscious self thinks and feels is a good thing to do, and then the messages that we get from other sides of ourself, and what do we listen to, what is just fear knocking on our door, and what is something actually trying to tell us something. And again, I think it's just practice. I don't know if you ever really get it done, because I think that would be boring, at least at the moment, in the way human consciousness goes. I don't think we can have like a perfectly running machine. I think that's part of what we're learning right now. I don't think we have any choice. But, you know, to work with it as best we can, with while not having to deal with too much controlling, too much trying to control ourselves, even though we're looking for the balance with the discipline. You know, you can see where seers and psychics and you know, philosophers have talked, and religions have talked in circles for thousands of years. Or, you know, it sounds contradictory, because it's just like, okay, so don't control it, but I also have to learn to control myself and balance, you know, not going too far in too many directions, but yet allowing myself to flow through different directions. I mean, you just have to laugh. It's hysterical. I'm looking at Soul Connection. All right, well, let's hear it. You wrote it, so let's do it. Mystic poem. I am another you. You are me. We are the same. I am supporting you as you are creating the show. My heart is intertwined with yours, and our hearts generate these wonderful ideas. I will give you another short mystic poem. Oh, I like these so much. These should show up in my day. Interesting. All right, let's read this other poem. And quiet thunder of the heart, electrifying bliss of soul connection, portals to heaven open through love, time lost in soul surrender. Gentle breeze between stars, propelling travelers on their way to distant worlds where lovers call. Service to the one creator, encoded in foundations beyond the atom, unfolds grace eternal in our open hearts. Wow, this is wonderful, soul connection. I mean, do you do this for a living? Because you should. The universe should pay you for these. Fantastic. And we should be friends on Facebook. Could you friend me at Spirit Therapy NYC or Nicole Tomasini? It's Tom Assini. I think that's the best way to spell it. Oh, thank you. They said I read that perfectly. Well, it just sort of came through. You put the commas in all the right places. I'm a big fan of the commas. My mother made the smallest correction on my website. She was like, "That's that semicolon, that should be a colon." I was like, really? Who knew? I mean, does anyone know? I mean, colon, semicolon, I don't know. That's one of those grammatical things that just kind of was like, I don't know. Let's try it. Maybe it goes here. I don't know. So, anyway. So let's make one more point, and then we'll play our jazzy song by Aloe Black. What a great name, Aloe, one of my favorite healing plants. I have one sitting not 2 feet from me. And Black with two C's at the end, Black, Black. I like that. It's pretty sassy. Soul Connection, I only work in not-for-profit, spiritually speaking. Oh, well, that's wonderful. Well, I'm sure you get paid in 1,000 ways. You know, payment doesn't always have to be dollar-dollar bills, y'all. You know, it actually is more beautiful when it comes in all kinds of different ways, isn't it? And there's another thing, you know, that gratitude, that's always a tool. I mean, you know, you look around and the wrench is the gratitude. just when you're in doubt and you're storming and who knows what's happening, reach for the gratitude wrench and just, you know, I don't know, look at it, turn some bolts, whatever you want to do with it. But, you know, check it out, admire it, weigh it, see what it can do. I mean, who doesn't need a wrench? So, and it's funny, I kind of feel like this is just, again, more Babylon programming of like, you know, what are the tools in your basket? Love and gratitude. And you're just like, oh my God, how did we go into the 1960s traipsing through the desert naked with flowers in our hair? But why? I mean, why? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, that's an awfully small basket for love, da, 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 and gratitude, ba, ba, ba. I mean, yeah, to free these ideas of that, you know, they're just as powerful as power, strength, and bravery and courage, if not more. You know, courage, you don't need courage all the time. That can get kind of, you know, I'm courageous. Like, dude, what? It's not a battle every day. Like, settle down. You know, gratitude, you can always ride. Love, you can always ride. Even bravery, you know, do you need to be brave every day? Not really. I mean, it's nice to have it around, but so anyway. Hi, Gemini Moon. Nice to see you. Fantastic. Sure, I'll take one more mystic poem, Soul Connection. I really enjoy hanging out with you guys. This is fantastic. If it will help advance the illumination of your show. Yeah, I think it's good. I like it. You know what? I'll save it. So don't put it in yet. I'll let you know when to put it in because otherwise it scrolls up and I got to look for it. Yeah. Does anybody, since I have all you guys here, does anyone have any questions about Braving the Storm or the Mercury retrograde? I mean, I think patience is also a good thing. It's not something that I was born with. I don't know about you guys, but I always say every inch of patience I have was worked for. So, but thank goodness. I mean, I do have a few inches. It's not a huge patience rod, but it works. It works. Sometimes I just forget to pick it up, you know, and go, okay, this is when, and I think this is one of the things of Mercury retrograde, you know, it happens 3 times a year, sometimes 4. So we have to deal with it of just, you know, shifting down, down shifting the gear. And even though we want to go fast, you know, this is actually more of a moderate and a second gear, kind of a push it from behind instead of flying from the front kind of a thing. So patience. Some people don't like the word patience because they just feel like it just puts them into some holding pattern. But I don't know. I don't really think of patience that way. Patience is my not the lifeboat, but the thing that you throw out when, you know, someone's drowning, life flotation device. That's what patience is for me when I'm like in just some sort of raging something or other. I just go, okay, you know, patience with yourself and patience with others. But of course, it's another thing that you don't want to ride too long because then you can kind of get complacent or you can be putting up with things that you really don't need to be putting up with. You're just, you know, really good at being patient. So again, it's another dance that, you know, we obviously are learning. And I'll make this one last point before I take a little break. Is this Mercury retrograde, it energetically and what people have been saying, it has a lot of wonderful, powerful, positive energy, more so than a lot of these that we've seen in the last couple years. These past ones have been a little rough in different ways, so it's kind of always unpredictable. But this one feels like it's powerful, and apparently it's got a big before, a big after, and then afterwards we go into a fire trine, which is like really heating things up. So I'm getting the message now that you will be thankful when we get a month from now. And you, if you really took the time to relax and rejuvenate yourself in these 3 weeks and learned how to not push and not have to control everything and work with yourself and be grateful for the things that you've learned, then you can really fly forward in a month, in the next couple months. I mean, you know, obviously if you don't and you fight yourself, then it's just going to be more fighting. You know, fighting clearly begets fighting in the world stage and in ourselves. So, you know, put down the sword, man. I mean, I have a samurai sword sitting right next to my bed because it's part of me. So, you know, but it's rest time. It's rest time. So, yeah. So let's take a little break. Hear a little Answer Is Love for 3 minutes. And if you guys want to keep typing and telling things, and then we'll pick it up in 3 minutes. My friend posted that. I woke up to that in my inbox on Facebook, and I just thought it was perfect for today. So I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. In the meantime, I wanted to mention one other thing of perfection. It kind of goes along with my idea of control, but taking the pressure off of yourself for being perfect and 100% in control all the time, because you could do it and it flowed for the last few weeks doesn't mean it's going to happen today or tomorrow the way it's been going. That was something I definitely ran into with myself today was, you know, I was feeling this ride. I was doing so well. I was like, oh, we got it. And then I really felt this energetic sit down and shut up. And I was like, I don't wanna. What do you mean I don't wanna? And so, you know, if you're one of those kids, you'd throw a little temper tantrum and then you get over yourself. But I do feel like, and I took a bath. I mean, I did everything. I pulled out all the stops today to get it together. And so I took a meditation bath. And I have to say, my third eye is feeling like throbbing, like it's had quite the workout. So it's a very interesting feeling. It's not really pain. It could be if I went down that road, but it just feels very humming at this moment. And I'll recommend something to you. Daughters of Isis makes an essential oil called the Labyrinth. It's a small little oil jar. And it really, there's something about the scent. I don't know what's in these things. That it just shows you the path. Like it just helps to, and it's funny. I used the Labyrinth in my bath. And I said, all right, well, show me the way. This will cut through everything. And so in my head, I saw a labyrinth and all its twists and turns. And then the oil showed me a straight path through, just straight through. I was like, okay, that's the highway. Fantastic. So now what? And there was no more information. I was like, okay. So I asked for a straight path and I got it, but I kind of assumed that like other information would come with it. But I see that now, you know, it's just coming through. It's just, you know, just because it was that way before doesn't mean it's that way today. Doesn't mean anything's wrong. Just means that this is where we're at and there's something to learn here. I mean, really, I think beyond us getting beyond control, it's also learning not to fall into fear pits, really, you know, with anything physical or mental or and the age game. Oh my God, I'm this amount of years old, so it must be something terrible. It must be aging. This must just be what happens. I mean, we forget, we kind of think that like as children that we have these perfect little bodies and these perfect little brains and they just worked perfectly. And I mean, if you think for 3 seconds, that is not what has ever happened. So I don't know if you do that. I mean, I kind of, sometimes I see myself having this weird nostalgia. Like, wait a minute, I wasn't some perfect robotic being when I was, you know, 10, 15, 20 years old. Like, you know, the brain farts were definitely more serious, you know. I mean, there is something with living on this planet for a little while. You start to understand some things, not have to work so hard. You get it. You get it a little easier. So, again, you know, age is a good thing. It's another word. I think we are a concept. I think we should free from the Babylon ideas. I mean, you know, on a certain vibration, we can live 200-300 years and not even blink an eye about it. They say the way to do that is to enjoy yourself, because when you enjoy yourself, you're not really thinking about time passing. You're like, time is just flying by because we're having a good time. Well, apparently that's what happens. And if you continue on that, you know, you can live to 200-300 and there's no decrepitness. There's no walking around with canes. I mean, you have these guys, you can watch them on the internet that you know, or some crazy amount. No, there's really no record, but he's, you know, it has like 9 wives and like 45 children and 97 grandchildren, you know. So, and they look great. I mean, you know, they look old, but not for 200. Amazing. So, anyway, Soul Connection has another poem for us. So I want to go ahead and read that. Okay. Eternal being, you are a happy wanderer of the bright realms of the central sun and traveler of the inner skies. You are not so much a citizen of planetary race, culture, or nation. Your true lineage is from the stars. You are a sovereign entity of the central universe. Countless the explorations you have wrapped yourself in the fabric of forms that grow native to planetary ecology. With this understanding, be a blessing to all children of the tribes of light, for they, like you, are offsprings of the heavens. I mean, this is just a wonderful. These poems are just so wonderful. I mean, it gives a lot of perspective. I do it a lot. I think a lot about our other realms, our other lifetimes, and things from a bigger perspective. I just watched the movie Gravity. I guess I've been asking for these experiences. I just watched the movie Gravity last night and went to the planetarium for the first time a week ago. And so there's all these feelings of being in space. And I think that gives us a wonderful perspective, especially when we look at that picture of you are here and you see the Milky Way galaxy and we're this tiny little dot. You know, to know that it's not that we're small, it's that we're so big. We're just enjoying this ride in this body here at this moment, and how exciting. I mean, you buy a ticket for the roller coaster ride, why wouldn't you buy a ticket for Earth? I mean, it's just the ride. So when we can look at things from that perspective and from our soul and star perspective, the concept of everything is okay makes a lot more sense. Because when you're that vast, of course everything's okay. There's nothing wrong in space. It's just humans flying around and running into satellites that, you know, becomes a thing and we're freaking out and, oh my God, I might die. Well, what if you do? I mean, one of the teachers I listen to, Bashar, goes, you know, every time when you die, you go, well, that was fun. and you keep it moving. So it does relieve a lot of the pressure here to to living, really. Hi, Krell. So nice to see you. Soul Connection says, holy cow, you're such a great poetry reader. Well, thank you. I also have Diane Sullivan here in the chat room, and we went to acting school together. She lives in Hawaii, so it's so cool to see her here as well. See, the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, all that money and all that time was not for naught. I think acting school is a wonderful thing for human beings to go to. You don't have to have an interest of being on a stage ever. But just when you're even thinking about the concept of being someone else with someone else's objectives and saying someone else's words really shows you a lot of things. And the oratory skills help. 5 stars. Nice. Not many people have the sensitivity and intuitive audio pacing. Well, see, I think that's just moving along with the thing, man, like as it comes. Not pushing too hard. Again, it's a training. It's definitely a training. And I imagine since you're all here, you're also going, I mean, you know, don't you feel like you're in the school of Earth right now? And really, you can only teach yourself because, sure, you can go to school for things that people know and can tell you how to do. But what about the things that everybody's figuring out on their own and only you can know and tell you how to do? Then what? Well, you got to go to the University of You. You got to figure it out with you, because everybody's different. And that's an exciting thing about being a spirit therapist is, I mean, you guys are the best soap opera I could possibly ever ask for. And it's not corny and it's not goofy. It's just this fascinating story. Like, whatever, I haven't been bored yet. And I've been doing this for a few years now. Like, you're like, wow, what interesting details you have put together in this way. I mean, have you ever seen an ugly snowflake? That's kind of how it feels. So I think to acknowledge ourselves that way and to realize how awesome we really are. Again, another thing that I think Babylon has taken over is, you know, giving us kudos and saying, I'm fantastic and I'm great. Well, I am, because so are you and so is everything. It's not so much giving us airs and, you know, boosting egos. It's not about that. It's just being great. I mean, greatness is great and love is love. I mean, it's not feeling all kinds of things about being what it is. It just is what it is. So I think for this Mercury retrograde and, you know, the information I've gotten, we've got these now almost 3 months before the end of the year, and it's cleanup time. It's basically get yourselves in order for what's really going to come on the world stage and the personal stage in 2015. Because apparently that's the real beginning. This has just been the birth canal and organizing yourselves. And take that in all different pronouns. Yourself, you, yourself, plural, you know. So, yeah. So, let's see what else we have for the end of the show. Ah, yes. Learning to trust what comes to you from your guides, from your higher self, from all of these things. And not having to, I'll add to that, not having to know what it is. Not having to know what's talked to you. But, you know, we all have conversations happening in our head constantly. You can't turn them off. It's, again, what we call the monkey mind, but it doesn't have to be, you know, monkeys can be all kinds of things. It's just talking. It's how we communicate with ourselves. So there's this whole world in ourselves, and you can learn a lot about yourself by spending time alone and then putting what you found into practice when you come in contact with other people and other situations. I think that's the best way to learn about yourself is. And that's what makes meditation fun for me. I mean, I did the Deepak Chopra 21-day meditation where he talks to you, and the whole thing's like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and he uses a mantra. And so I did it. I've never really done mantras. And I did it, but my mind would wander and go to all these places. And I have to say at the end, like, I don't know, did I come up? The relaxation, yes, and the mind opening, yes, very helpful. But, like, I like to go into meditation for a reason, like to find out something about myself. What's going on with this? Who was I in a past life? How is it to tune into these higher whatever that's out there? Can I visualize being in space? And I'm sure with all of your creativity, you can come up with a million other things to contemplate and explore within yourself. And then if you do that a lot, it's very fun. It's like kind of like going to the movies when you're going into meditation. I mean, you know, and who cares? Whatever story comes in is what's happening. And that's what you told yourself. And you may not get it right now. It may mean nothing to you. But if you pay attention, maybe write it down. You'd be surprised at how many things are synchronicitous. I don't know if that's a word, but it should be synchronicitous. And I think that's a great way to find out what's going on. You know, get some feedback from your energetic selves is to acknowledge the synchronicities that happen around you. You know, you just had a conversation, you learned a new word, and now this guy, and it's on 3 billboards, you know, within hours or a day, you're just like, whoa, man, it's everywhere. Well, because you've opened up to it, and it's also showing you, okay, like, we're right here with you. The world is right here with you. You are lining up with you right here. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Because once you do that, then you can really learn the trust. you can start to trust yourself, and you can start to trust the universe, and you can give up some of this control of having everything have to be so you doing it. I think that's a new paradigm here, as we're learning and noticing that the more we think about and set our vibrational output, that we get a different input. I mean, you know, Krell knows. It's not rocket science. What you put out, what you come back to, but you know, it's the station that you're tuning on. Your vibrational level is here. It's not going to be here or here. So where do you want to put it? Yeah. So all right. Well, that was fun. What a great rampage here. I see. Soul Connection is writing. It's, you know, it's another learning thing to read and talk at the same time. I'll just read this last part, and then I'll go back after the show and read the others. I fell in love with the silence of the universe many decades ago, and it became a foundational part of my centermost identity. Isn't that funny? That is exactly, I mean, poetically put. Probably would take me 3 more minutes at least to explain that, but yes, the falling in love with the silence of the universe and having silence in your brain. I think there's different levels of silence. And maybe this is a good thing to leave you with, you know, different levels of silence. They say in meditation, you know, to have no thought. And I would say the longest I've done that before I at least think, oh, wow, we haven't been thinking for a while, is about 23 seconds. Something like that. Maybe in some sort of halfway dream state, maybe I could get like a minute and a half, but like thoughts are happening. So, but then there's also this silence where, yeah, you may be commenting, but you're not really trying to control it or like, you know, asking questions or actively talking. You know, you're just hearing yourself making comments and associations and things. And I think that is a certain level of inner silence that is very helpful for finding yourself, for sure, because that's that, you know, how do you brave a storm? Well, you have a strong center, and you know who you are, and you know how your boat works, and you know what to do, and you also know you just have to give a little and let it toss you around a little bit. I mean, it builds character. So I'll say, yeah, man, get to know your boat and your captainry and make up all kinds of words just for yourself. Why not expand not only the universe, but the dictionary and humor? I have to say that's the other tool in the toolbox. That's like your, I was going to say Allen wrench, but I think it's more your flathead screwdriver. Yeah. So, interesting. Soul Connection said, when you fall into true love with something, a deep, significant part of yourself actually becomes it. I've been thinking a lot about that. It's true. Like, I think it just gets absorbed into your love vest, into yourself. So it's awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Gemini Moon. I see that you are leaving. And thank you, guys. Diane, so wonderful to, you know, sort of hear you cosmically. Soul Connection, thank you so much for your wonderful poetry. And I'm so glad that we are connected on Facebook. And Gia, of course, who's been with me from the very beginning. Gia is a wonderful soul. So thank you, guys. And guest number 2206, thank you so much for being here. So, yeah, man, good luck with everything. You know, again, people say, oh, it's not luck. Well, you know what I mean. Let everything, you know, let the road rise to meet you and the wind be at your back, right? I mean, that's really what we mean in good luck. So, you know, enjoy yourself. We'll see next week how everything's going. I think we have an eclipse coming up and closer to the actual storm. So I think we're going to be in it for a while. So, you know, do what you can in the beginning to calm yourself and know it's going to be a little bit bumpy. So, all right. Thank you so much, everyone. Peace and love. Good night.